The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening.
Lord knows.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report this fine Friday evening. I'm your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller, and regular host of Road Warrior Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network exclusively, and glad to have the opportunity to sit in today. So let's talk about what you want to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I've been on kind of a diatribe maybe locally. It seems like, it seems like the entire year has been sort of different diatribes on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. But I will, we'll talk about some of the stories of the week. I think Burt Reynolds' passing is one of the big stories. So we'll talk about some news, some stories, you know, the human side of things. But all of the stories that I would discuss, you know, it's interesting. There are different angles, different perspectives. It seems like some stories, the Russiagate narrative, for example, that we've just been marinating in for, well, going on years now. That's a good example of these stories that seem to include facts from completely different sides. And, you know, the facts seem to ring true to some degree, you know. And I've talked about that a few times on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, but all of that I think calls to mind the subject of Vladislav Surkov and nonlinear war, the specifically avant-garde theatrical art world sort of nonlinear warfare, political warfare, psychological warfare, psychological operations concept. And specifically, that little short that Adam Curtis made for BBC's 2014 Wipe Year in Review program. So Adam Curtis, who is he? Remember Century of the Self, the four-part BBC documentary that began with part one, I think it was Happiness Machines, that was really all about Edward Bernays, really it was predominantly about Bernays. And the engineering of society. I remember, I think it was 47 that the what was like a sort of a manuscript became a short book by Edward Bernays, The Engineering of Consent. I think that was 1947, not to mention Propaganda in 1928. So Century of the Self, The Power of Nightmares, those are Adam Curtis's big documentaries from earlier in the 21st century, but this little short, we'll have to play it, and then the stories. I mean, all of the, that is sort of the preface, I think, of all of the stories that we see these days. You see these conflicting narratives, and it's fascinating how vastly different the spectrum of narrative is about the same stories. How can there be such a disparity in facts, in narrative? It's crazy. And, you know, it obviously is further fomenting this chaotic, unrelenting echo chamber of, it's really just kind of noise and conflict and balkanization. But that's exactly what Adam Curtis was talking about. You'll see. I would read the transcript, but I don't want to ruin it. It's what we see happening, this confusing, bewildering, constantly changing piece of theater, as Adam Curtis put it. It's interesting. You know, Donald Trump has said some things about Vladimir Putin, and anyone paying attention, when you go back to the Rees Committee back in the 50s and the intimation of Rowan Gaither, H. Rowan Gaither, Horace Rowan Gaither Jr., to the director of the Rees Committee research, Norman Dodd. Gaither was the newly minted Ford Foundation president at the time. And according to Dodd, Norman Gaither said, "I'm sure you'd like to know what we're up to here at the Ford Foundation." Norman Dodd said, "That's why I'm here." And Rowan Gaither said, "We operate under directives which issue from the White House, the substance of which is to so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and the Soviet Union." And so that was pretty shocking. And Norman Dodd said, "Well, since your organization is basically underwritten by the American taxpayer, the American public, through its tax-exempt status, you kind of have an obligation to tell the American public, to disclose that. And so would you be willing to testify in Congress to that?" And Rowan Gaither said, "That'll never happen." So the point is, and then of course the Rees Committee also uncovered a plot, basically, at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, along the same lines, trying to so alter, you know, created this huge shift in the public consciousness, and they settled on the notion that war was the most effective way to do that because it is a way to get people to act irrationally. So we've seen this plot moving forward. If you've read anything Anthony Sutton's written on the subject, then you understand the disturbing reality of the inescapable fact that there has been a plot of that variety happening. Just because we're not flying a red flag with a hammer and sickle on it doesn't mean that things, you know, we haven't been Sovietized, for example, in our education, so to speak. I mean, here's a fun fact I mention every once in a while. The definition, the translation of Soviet, what is it? Council or committee. And so what do we have in America? You know, we're ruled by these councils and committees. So is it the United Soviet Socialist Republic of America? Oh, no, we're a democracy, they tell us. Anyway, anything, you know, so Charlotte Iserby had the same sort of experience. Gary Kaa wrote about a similar experience, but Charlotte Iserby talked about her experience in the Reagan administration, Department of Education, and how it seemed like the education system, so-called here in America, was being Sovietized. So she was hearing, "We're exporting our system to the Soviet Union, and isn't that great?" But she witnessed the opposite. We were importing the Soviet school-to-work model. And so she said, "This is weird. What's going on here?" And the answer she got is, "You're fired. Thank you. Have a nice day." But again, you know, Anthony Sutton, reading what he's written For example, you know, one of the most notable titles, I think, along these lines is National Suicide: Military Aid to the Soviet Union. And that was published back in 1973. And then you skip forward to the Wall Street series, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, published in 74. Wall Street and FDR, published in 75. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, 1976. And Anthony Sutton was one of those academics who, you know, was crazy enough to follow the facts where they led instead of being beholden to the establishment special interests. I always think of Cornpone Opinions. Mark Twain, Cornpone Opinions. You tell me where a man gets his cornpone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. So he was Anthony Sutton was a well-respected, highly regarded, prestigious member of the Hoover Institution until he started, you know, talking about, until he started doing some independent research and discovered that, yes, Virginia, there is in fact a conspiracy. He started talking about it and writing about it, and then, yeah, no, that's, we can't have you doing that. The Two Faces of George Bush, published in 1988, no, you can't do that. The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, 1995, no, you can't do that. You know, Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2 with Patrick Wood. And that was back in the late 70s. Right around the time the CIA was creating the Afghan Mujahideen through Operation Cyclone. Among other fun facts, you know, in the Iran-Contra era. What was the other one? Trilaterals Over America in 1995. Fun stuff. But, you know, back to this merger. See, people won't believe it. Well, I don't see a red flag flying anywhere, so we must not be a fully communized country yet. Well, that's part of how the deal works, you know. On this morning's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, I mentioned an excerpt from Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, which I think applies with force, as they say. So I think it bears repeating. Brave New World Revisited. And the excerpt is, under the relentless thrust of accelerating overpopulation and increasing overorganization, technocrats unite. Technocrats of the world unite. You know, an interesting aside, I saw a clip today that I found completely by accident of a Laurel and Hardy broadcast from the 30s. Maybe it's not that far back. Maybe. Anyway, Laurel and Hardy was probably around 35, I think, I want to say. But, you know, the heyday of the technocrats, or at least before they went underground and now kind of like Charles Baudelaire's words quoted in The Usual Suspects, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist. So that's what happened with the technocrats. They went underground and then reemerged sort of in the 70s, if you believe, you know, things like what Patrick Wood has, how he has described this reemergence of technocracy. But, you know, they went underground and now they're everywhere, but they don't call it technocracy. So it was a big deal. And it's interesting. Maybe we'll play that clip. Laurel and Hardy. I think it was Mr. Laurel Says. Anyway, that little excerpt. So, speaking of over-organization, this has been, again, you know, this plot has been underway for quite some time. So under the relentless thrust of accelerating overpopulation and increasing over-organization, and by means of ever more effective methods of mind manipulation, the democracies will change their nature. But listen to what happens. The quaint old forms, elections, parliaments, supreme courts, and all the rest, will remain. The quaint old forms. That's what these guys think about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, separation of powers, executive, legislative, judicial, checks and balances, those kind of, that's what they think about this stuff. Those quaint old forms. The underlying substance will be a new kind of nonviolent totalitarianism. Yikes, that doesn't sound fun. It's basically what Bertrand Russell wrote about in The Impact of Science on Society, which should have, in my view, been more aptly titled The Impact of Technocracy on Society. Continuing from Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, all the traditional names, all the hallowed slogans will remain exactly what they were in the good old days. Democracy and freedom will be the theme of every broadcast and editorial, but democracy and freedom in a strictly Pickwickian sense. Meanwhile, the ruling oligarchy and its highly trained elite of soldiers, policemen, thought manufacturers, and mind manipulators will quietly run the show as they see fit. Again, that's an excerpt from Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited, published back in 1958. So, that, again, is a sort of contextual backdrop of some of the stories. That and Adam Curtis's short for 2014 Swipe, talking about Vladislav Surkov, this nonlinear war and avant-garde theater-styled propaganda. It really is, it's like the CIA has hired Stan Lee and, you know, folks at Marvel and DC to run the major press outlets, you know? That's kind of what it feels like. And so we have a generation that's been raised on cartoons, basically. And not just cartoons, but the blurring of the lines, you know, the Marvel, DC sort of blurring of the lines between reality and fantasy. So basically, it's almost like all of America has an induced case of schizoaffective disorder. But I digress. Anyway, in the remaining moments of the segment, let's real quick go to the phones. Jim in Kansas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I thought it was Andrew Jackson that said that thing about the corn pone being the place where people derive their opinions.
Could be. But
okay.
Mark Twain definitely had remarks to that effect, too.
Okay. Anyway, and the book called A Generation of Deadbeats, A Nation of Deadbeats, was all about the paper money and the evolution of paper money and different kinds of purchase media in the United States. And that's where I think I read that. It's an excellent book. If you like a nice, slow, technical read, I'll hang up and let somebody else talk.
Right on. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Good points. You know, speaking of that, again, speaking of Laurel and Hardy, another video I saw, again, quite by accident, there's a clip. The channel is The Nature of the Cage. And the video is titled The Stupidity of Money, Thicker Than Water. And it's not, you know, anyway, it's a, you know, one of those humorous takes on life that shows like Laurel and Hardy were notorious for. The Stupidity of Money. Kind of interesting. It's too bad they didn't incorporate the fiat element. Fiat, as in, as I say, because I say so. You know, fiat in French. Because I said it has purchasing power, that's why. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody
hey. Welcome back. Another thing that I mentioned this morning, speaking of putting things in context, you know, I was basically, like I said, I was on a diatribe, I think, on a rant about how, you know, and this, not to ruin anybody's Friday, but, you know, I think we need to reflect. Really, we've needed to reflect for several generations now. You read about things in places like, this book, for example, Democracy in America by Alexis de Tocqueville. And it is a very different place. Very different place that he speaks of and writes of, I would say. And again, you know, that's sort of interesting the way that people can come away with two vastly different takes, but it's very fascinating. The classical liberal sense of God and country, I guess, that you come away with. At least that's what I come away with reading de Tocqueville's Democracy in America. But contrast that with things like Chris Hedges' speech, his speech that he gave March 29th, 2014, titled Our Only Hope Will Come Through Rebellion. You can find it on YouTube, the Yupster 2501 channel has it, and there are other places, but it's 44 minutes. It's worth listening to. Chris Hedges is notorious for a fairly unvarnished take on things, and particularly with his background, it's very interesting. He's one of those people you want to listen carefully to, I think. So that's interesting also. But the stories, one of the stories that I need to talk about, and we need to make an announcement. And I should do that a couple of times. Should have done that at the outset, actually. So the announcement is, tickets are still available. And you can watch online, but tickets are still available for tomorrow's conference. If you go to the site, republicbroadcasting.org, the website, you'll see the link up at the top. The ship that won't sink conference is still scheduled, and click the image below. So that's the big main, above the fold front page deal right now. And so if you are interested in the area, definitely get your tickets and check it out. Saturday, September 8th, 75 miles from San Antonio, Texas. So that's pretty cool. And, don't let the throwback website that looks like it was straight out of 1998 fool you. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great conference and great information. So the ship that won't sink, that's the USS Liberty, obviously. And that's a story that gets covered exceptionally well, I would say, on this network and this broadcast in particular, on a not just an annual basis, but certainly on an annual basis, but then also with regularity throughout the year too. Speaking of conspiracies, I mean, I've talked about this on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Isn't it just astonishing? There are facts of history. The story of the USS Liberty, the Israeli attack on the Liberty, is an established fact of history. It's indisputable. It's incontrovertible. And yet, you can tell people, hey, look at this. Isn't this interesting? And they won't believe the facts before their eyes, which is why I was saying this morning, again, not to ruin anybody's Friday or weekend, but we're very dishonest with ourselves and one another in this country these days. And it's time for some serious reflection. And on that note, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That Mr. Hart of the highlights of the social season. You may remember that Mr. Hardy started with his firm as elevator boy and with grim determination worked his way up to the top. And after the winning today, he becomes general manager of this vast organization. It may also be interesting to know that Mr. Stan Laurel, who has been the lifelong friend, advisor, and severest critic who guided Mr. Hardy to the pinnacle of success, is to be the best man. Mr. Laurel says that after viewing the situation from all sides, he is thoroughly reconciled to the fact that the moving picture industry is still in its infancy. Mr. Laurel also states that technocracy, whilst it may appear to be the center of all...
Mr. Laurel says.
There you go. Fun stuff, huh? So that's the clip that I was thinking about. You can find that on YouTube. The channel is Alan V. North. Alan with one L. A-L-A-N. And the clip is titled Laurel and Hardy. Mr. Laurel says. And an astute commenter provides details. So I have not vetted this, but I presume it's correct. One commenter says, from the beginning of Me and My Pal, published in 1933. So I was close. I said 35, something like that. Frank Terry, who appears as Hives the butler, also doubled as the radio announcer. Technocracy was a big subject at the time, and parenthetically, Spanky mentioned it in the concurrent Our Gang comedy, The Kid from Borneo. So, you know, kind of interesting, don't you think? I hope that, I don't know, I guess I was muted. I don't know how long I was muted. I don't know what you caught, but hopefully that made sense. That clip that we were listening to was from Laurel and Hardy back in 1933, a clip from Me and My Pal. And, you know, you hear Technocracy, and 100 years later, again, I'm reminded of Charles Baudelaire's words, as quoted in The Usual Suspects: the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing the world he doesn't exist. And that's basically what technocrats have done, convince the world that technocrats don't exist, except that they're everywhere. And guys like Peter Thiel say to call America a democracy or constitutional republic is disingenuous. As he put it in his conversation with Tyler Cohen, America is dominated by these technocratic agencies. And that's interesting, too, when you consider his remarks afterward, to how to get a society this technologically advanced to function properly. That is, as he put it in his words, sclerotic, highly sclerotic, is interesting. And even Peter Thiel says, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that looks. So that's curious. Maybe the answer is that we shouldn't be doing some of the things we're doing, because they inherently produce a subsequent moral dilemma, if you will. But I digress. So the announcement, the conference, I'll come back to that. Also, there's a link at the top of, well, the top story right now on RBN. Here's the proof. What are you waiting for? Email this to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can. And so that's a must check out, must examine and probably pass along if you deem it worthwhile. So it's a combination of things, but primarily it's the national debt scam video, and it's James Traficant's bankruptcy speech that John's been talking about. But Traficant, he's one of those guys, you know, speaking of challenging the Zionist warmongering establishment. And Zionism is an interesting concept. You know, Dorothy Thompson is a person that Alison Weir reminds us of. Here's what history does. Here's what bad guys do to someone who, you know, does what Anthony Sutton did, for example. Dorothy Thompson, according to the Wikipedia entry, was recognized in 1939 by Time magazine as the second most influential woman in America, next to Eleanor Roosevelt. So very powerful, very influential, very prestigious, highly regarded. And then you skip forward to the section titled Fame and Controversy. So 1939, second most influential woman. And then skipping down, in 1941, Thompson wrote Who Goes Nazi for Harper's Magazine. She was a keynote speaker at the Biltmore Conference, and by war's end was regarded as one of the most effective spokespersons for Zionism. Thompson switched her views round radically after a trip to Palestine. Uh-oh, she went to see with her own eyes. In 1945, so just 6 years later, six short years, and ran into difficulties, yeah, understatement, including accusations of anti-Semitism, which she strongly rebuffed, after being warned that hostility toward Israel, let's define terms, which Israel, was in the American press world, quote, almost a definition of professional suicide. She eventually concluded that Zionism was a recipe for perpetual war. You know, that could be the, you know, when it was just Webster's Dictionary, it wasn't duplicitous, but and predominantly biblically based. Now that it's Merriam-Webster, and I have always wondered, is it really Charles E. Merriam, speaking of sophists, the FDR era, you know, sort of propagandist, one of the instrumental guys in the FDR era? Was it Charles E. Merriam that, you know, the Merriam-Webster merger commingling is really all about? Anyway, she eventually concluded that Zionism was a recipe for perpetual war. That could be a Webster's definition for Zionism, a recipe for perpetual war. So in conjunction with the conference, you know, one of the points that's mentioned, the attack upon the USS Liberty was not a matter of mistaken identity, but rather an attempt to bring America into the Six-Day War on behalf of Israel by sinking the ship and blaming it on Egypt, which of course reminds folks, listeners, I think, of Patrick Clausen's remarks back in 2012 at one of their silly little conferences when Patrick Clausen said, "I frankly think that crisis initiation is difficult." I'm sorry, really tough. I think that crisis initiation is really tough. And then he goes through the instances of false flag and staged terror events that have been a pretext to America being drawn into conflicts. And then he says, you know, talking about the traditional way America gets to war. So, you know, this is what you do. You try to sink the Liberty and blame it on Egypt and draw America into the war. And so that's, you know, proof positive, I would say, of Dorothy Thompson's point, which is a point that James Traficant echoed. Remember the interview? It was Greta Van Susteren, right? And, you know, he was talking about that stuff. The Zionist warmongering military-industrial complex. If you challenge him, what happens? Well, you die an untimely death, like folks like Jim Traficant do. And that's unfortunate, to say the least. So I'll get back to that story in a second. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Daniel in BC. Daniel, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Daniel. Well, sorry we lost you, Daniel. Hope we get you back. So just a little bit more on the story. Check out the story. James Traficant's bankruptcy speech, and it's not just any old speech. I mean, this is one of those epic moments in history where, again, you know, these are facts of history. Here is a congressman, and Ohio is an interesting state too. You know, Ohio and Florida, you'll notice that, you know, every election there's controversy, and it's usually in Ohio and Florida among a few other places. But, you know, James Traficant serving in the belly of the beast. Beam me up, Mr. Speaker. So the speech that you can see and you can download in PDF format from the Congressional Record, James Traficant, March 17, 1993, Volume 33, page H1303. Just incredible. Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. FRNs are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation. devaluation of currency. Whenever there is an increase of the supply of a money substitute in the economy, without a corresponding increase in the gold or silver backing, inflation occurs. What does that mean? Devaluation. It means that you're destroying. It's not really value, though. It's purchasing power now, because it doesn't have. There's no value. Even the Federal Reserve admits that. No value in the FRNs. When you hear the, you know, representatives of the Federal Reserve system talk, they don't talk about value in a Federal Reserve note. They call it purchasing power, because that is accurate. It is the ignorant, obtuse, unaware, unobservant, unscrutinous public that is not paying attention that conflates those two. And they are not the same. Value and purchasing power are not the same thing. So, this is just one more example from history of a very similar concept. So, in his speech, prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear allodial title to property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages, he said, until the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Hypothecated is a great word that some folks use. James Travikant said, hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, stockholders, held legal title. So hypothecated is an interesting word. It gets into the 14th Amendment intrigue and hijinks. You know, if it really was about emancipation, then are there folks who are still waiting for their mule and 40 acres 150 plus years later? I don't think so. Hard to imagine. Anyway, just an interesting little subtext to the speech. I always think of Blackstone talking about feudal law when the subject of allodial title arises. I had to grab a book. So, according to Blackstone, you know, you think about what's going on. So, a brief, sort of very abridged history lesson in John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law. Which every American should read. Among other things. Well, he wrote. I skipped to the end. So there's a plot. He said, you know, in a word, let every sluice of knowledge be opened and set aflowing. The encroachments upon liberty at various points in history are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. The prospect now before us, I would say same today, prospect now before us, and this was 1765, by the way, prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. Again, I would say the same thing today. The Anglophile network that Carol Quigley wrote about. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. How, John Adams? This must be done by degrees. The first step is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. And I would submit that the technocratic model has supplanted the canon. But the feudal law, what's interesting about that? You know, James Traficant talks about allodial title. Well, feudal from Blackstone's commentaries, feudal tenure supplants allodial ownership. And the citation is too long. I won't read it. We're headed into a break. But feudal tenure supplants allodial ownership. I have been in court proceedings with folks who don't understand why the allodial title issue does not reign supreme. Well, we have been in this emergency state we've been subjugated to. Feudal tenure supplanted allodial title. That's the simple answer. Be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Final segment already. Final segment of the first hour of today's National Intel Report. Again, this Friday, September 7th, 2018. Next week is the anniversary, 17th anniversary of September 11, 2001, the events of that fateful day. And some of that will be discussed at tomorrow's conference too. So again, if you're in the area, check it out. You can click on the link at the top of republicbroadcasting.org to get tickets and learn more, etc. So back to the phones. Daniel in BC.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. I heard your broadcast yesterday, and you had a caller named Lark from Texas, and it raised a really interesting point about societies getting poisoned on purpose and profiting from it with the opium wars. And I just wanted to add something to that, and I have a comment about the USS Liberty. The Sassoon family profited off of the opium wars in China and went on to help fund and form the Skull and Bone Society, where the original members of the OSS, which was a precursor to the CIA, started. So that's one interesting link there. And I have copies of, The Century of the Self. Uh-huh. And Power of Nightmares on VHS. I think I cut my teeth in this whole conspiracy thing with those videos. I mean, that kind of thing would never be produced today. They would, BBC for sure would never, ever let that kind of thing. I think we're being ruled by these Bernays tactics right now. When it yeah. comes to John McCain's funeral, for instance, yeah. you know, he practically had royalty show up. Yeah. You know, this guy's got Joe Biden making one of the longest speeches. They called McCain brother of Jesus, if you can believe that one. I just hope they buried the guy 12 feet under so he doesn't get out, you know.
Yeah.
And they should have draped an ISIS flag over his coffin. But anyways, getting on to the USS Liberty, I just found out recently that the Israeli F-4 Phantom jets, not only did they torpedo and napalm the USS Liberty, but when the sailors were trying to escape, they machine-gunned the life rafts. So for any Israeli or Jew that says, oh, it was a mistake, you know, they thought it was an Egyptian horse transport carrier. Should I?
You want to finish that thought on the other side
sure.
of the break, top of the second hour?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Stick around, Ken. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break. Second hour coming right up.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. We must take America back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.